The Dewey Decimal System is kind of an antiquated piece of fuckery. If you don't know what the Dewey Decimal System is, it's a method of organizing materials in libraries so that materials on similar topics are grouped together. It does this by assigning each topic a number 001 through 999. I'll give a basic rundown of how, but if you have no idea how it works, you might hit that pause button for a hot minute and go Google it so my explanation makes more sense. In 1876, Melville Dewey, founder of the American Library Association and some of the very first schools for librarians, devised and published a classification system that allows librarians to neatly catalog their books by subject matter. This system divides all knowledge ever into 10 basic classes, the 0-100s, 100s, 200s, etc., all the way up through the 900s. These classes are then subdivided further into subclasses as each topic gets more and more specific. So, for example, let's talk dinosaurs. The Dewey number for dinosaurs is 567.9. The 500s are for science. The 560s are for fossils and prehistoric life. 567 is for fossil cold-blooded vertebrates and fish. The 0.9 added to the end allows it to be narrowed down even further so that the books about fossil fish are not intermingled with the books about fossil lizards. You can narrow it down even further by adding extra numbers after the 9. Some topics have 5 or 6 numbers after the decimal point. On the one hand, being able to add as many numbers after the decimal point to make the classification specific as fuck is great, but if you look at how some of the classes are set up, you can very easily tell that the system was created by a Western white dude in the 19th century. Now, it has been updated 22 times since it was first published, but that 19th century white dude worldview didn't completely go away. The biggest example of this is in the 200s, which cover religion. 200 through 289 cover Christianity. That means 90% of the class set aside for religion is dedicated to just one religion. Every other religion ever, except for Wicca, which hasn't made it out of the 130s for parapsychology and occultism, is shoved into 290 through 299. This means that the numbers for those religions get really long, really fast, because the only way to add further specificity is to tack on numbers after the decimal point. Another area where Dewey gets a bit awkward is computers. There were no computers in 1876, and when they were added to Dewey, they were added to the 0-100s with general knowledge and information, and for some reason, not in the 600s with technology, unless you're looking for books on programming microcontrollers, such as Arduinos or Raspberry Pis, which are in the 600s. And you want to know what else is in the 600s? Parenting, gardening, cooking, and makeup. So technological. The 600s are kind of a mess, and there's this weird schism between the 600s, technology, and the 700s, arts and recreation. So, gardening is in 600s, but landscaping is in the 700s. Building and home improvement is in the 600s, but architecture and landscape architecture, such as building ponds and such, are in the 700s. Sewing your own clothes is in the 600s, but quilting and knitting are in the 700s. I'm sure there was a logical reason for this at the time it was decided, but that logical reason might have been, this is a gray area, these topics could go in either class, so let's just divide it up like this. Additionally, there are some topics that wind up under two numbers. Mental health, for example, might be in the 610s with health, or in the 150s for psychology. Not all numbers, however, have been assigned a topic. So if you go looking for something under 157, or 484, or 777, or for some reason the entire 040s, you won't find anything. There also are some optional numbers, 921 through 928, which can be used to help subdivide biographies. The Dewey Decimal System is a bit of a mess, but at the same time, it kind of makes sense that it is, because it is a 150-year-old system that is trying to catalog all of the knowledge ever. And when you are trying to catalog all of the knowledge ever, you gotta make some judgment calls about the fine distinctions between topics. And when you're a modern cataloger dealing with a classification system that's 150 years old and that has been edited and updated 22 times to try and adapt the system to modern life, well, you're gonna end up with some fuckery. So if you have any experience with Dewey, or any other classification system like the Library of Congress, or even if you want to refute some of what I said and defend Dewey a little bit, call in and tell us about it. I'm curious to hear what you think. Thanks for listening to this episode. I, Lily Jeunesse, a librarian in training, artist, and writer, have been your guest host today. If you want to learn more about me, check me out on Tumblr, where I'm both Nessie in the Fez and Lily in the Librarian, both of those all one word. And on Twitter, where I'm at Kingdom of Prose. And I think Abby may be including other social media links that I just don't feel like spelling.